I'm Christine Dean, and this is virtual homegrown edition of Live from Studio A. And this week, in honor of what would have been homegrown, I decided to honor bands that and interview bands that were supposed to be releasing music right around this time, and their plans were messed up because of COVID-19. And one of those bands, we've had a great week so far, and what the latest band that we're talking to is Woodblind. Hello.
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 And, of course, Woodblind is Jason Musso and Veiko Lepisto. And, Jason, I know you've been keeping pretty busy. Like me, your job continues during this time. You're running Musso's along with your wife, Tina. So you're probably busier than ever, right?
Well, definitely just as busy, just doing a little totally something different. It's like having a food truck all of a sudden instead of being in a band.
Totally different perspective, yeah. How about you, Veiko? How have things been for you?
Quiet. My mom's healthy. That's my big concern. I'm her caretaker. Keeping a practice regime, doing some walks, and I'm sure glad I bought YouTube Prime.
Oh, good to have.
YouTube Premium. It's great.
Good to have some extra entertainment during this time. Isn't well, it? You were supposed to have released an album called Bluebird Day, and was that last Friday that it was supposed to come out?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a bummer that you were not able to do that. So you decided to just push back the release. Is that what you decided?
I think we just got so distracted that we forgot to even have any deadlines anymore. And then we're like,
You remember how it was. It's like, don't panic. Everything's fine. Don't panic. Then panic! So it came so quickly.
Yeah, I was traveling, and it was like, I was in an airport, and everyone's starting to freak out, and I'm like, man, I hope I get home. And then I got home, and I'm like, do I have to close the business? Do I have to cancel all these big CD release shows? And then it's like, yes. Including mine? Yes.
Yeah. So that'll literally all happen within 24 hours.
And then I just totally forgot about it. It was like, well, we can't do it right now. And I just thought, well, we'll get to that one. And now it's been a while.
Yes,
so. But we're still going to do it because now we're getting excited again.
And we got all the art, all the inside design, everything's mastered and ready and the
yeah,
set.
We're doing it.
Probably
in a month.
Yeah.
Hopefully in a month or slightly after, we're going to announce a date.
Great. Well, and you've already been releasing some of the video. You released a video which looks like it was made during these social isolation times, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who did
it? It was Veiko's idea. Well, Veiko had the idea. He wrote that song, Summer Song, and we collaborated in his garage in the winter because Duluth always needs a little summer no matter what. So it was nothing specifically for the moment.
We're just thinking, we'd like to do something, but we can't do anything. So we can do something. So let's make a video with our iPhones.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
And our friend Carl just helped us put it together. And we went back and forth through email and Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever it was. And
yeah,
everyone put their stuff in there. And he took it down and mixed it up and sent it back. And it was almost perfect right away, and then everyone got a little input and fixed a few things, and that was it.
And the rest is history.
It's really fun, and it has Jen West, and it also has Corey. What's Corey's last name?
Kaufman.
Corey Kaufman, that's right. they're both
like
prominently featured, Corey and his cat.
we don't know the cat's name. I should.
I think it's called Muffin. I'm probably wrong, though.
Kitty Kaufman.
Kitty Kaufman.
Exactly.
It was very, it's very creative and a lot of fun, and I highly recommend that people check it out, and it's available on your Facebook, I know.
It's on the YouTubes.
Oh, on the YouTubes, okay.
It's on both there.
Yeah.
Great.
Our YouTube channel is called Woodblind Ska, all one word, Woodblind Ska.
Well, what song did you want to start with here?
Well, we want to start with the title track. It's a beautiful day, sunny outside, and it's a bluebird day.
It is.
Here we go. One, two.
Well, it's a bluebird day, my friend. It's a bluebird day. Push all my troubles away. It's a bluebird day. The only cloud in the sky are the puffy ones that I like. Bluebird, bluebird day. snow, covering the hills and the trees. Lonely highway and me, feeling free. Like the old sun up above, time's passing by. Sometimes things work out just right when it's a bluebird day, my friend. It's a bluebird day. Push all my troubles away. It's a bluebird day. The only cloud in the sky are the puffy ones that I like. Bluebird, bluebird day. My grin, a lucky old sun tucked behind the clouds. The snow's coming down. Sometimes things work out just right when it's a bluebird day, my friend. It's a bluebird day. Push all my troubles away. It's a bluebird day. The only cloud in the sky are the puffy ones that I like. Bluebird, bluebird day. When it's a bluebird, bluebird day. When it's a bluebird, bluebird day.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
You know, your songs are always so fun and upbeat, and I don't know. You do a lot of feel-good stuff, it seems like.
Well, we're feel-good guys.
Yeah. And is that kind of ska in general, Jason? I don't know a lot about ska myself, but I know you've played ska for a long time. And YouTube, Vaco, you probably know a lot more about it than I do.
A lot of ska is very happy. A lot of our love songs. A lot of the covers were like classic country, western, rock standards of America. But there's also some, you know, a lot of it's, you know, freedom music, yeah. You know, fight the oppression and stuff, too.
Or it's a real happy song about your wife leaving you.
Exactly. Or... Or, you know, you can date that girl because she's not your mom.
Oof. It's true. It's true. It's true.
So, you know, there's ska and reggae generally have a really good sense of humor about itself and the quirks of life. So, you know, we try to incorporate a little bit of that into this.
Well, and definitely that song and then the other song that I've heard, Summer Song, both kind of fit that vibe, that really fun feel-good vibe, for sure.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, I mean, there's when we write, we try to be positive. There's a lot of people write really dark stuff, and, you know, that's cool. It's definitely part of my writer. I can write that way. But, you know, I want to, as an artist, I want to communicate a more positive vibe, that life is beautiful as well and happy, and there is happiness in the world.
And I'm scared for people to see my dark side.
That's true. He is German.
I think that would surprise people.
I know. It would scare everyone away.
Mysterious.
He is German.
So you've had the opportunity to do some live stream shows so far.
Yes. We played over at the Cedar last Friday. Todd Fabjance did it with the Nelson Boys, had us over there. It was awesome.
It was awesome. That was our only one, our first one.
First one.
We're slow to technology. I just got an MP3 player to bring to our live show so we could play some ska after us, so they stop playing like whatever else comes on the radio.
I was being really strict with the CDC rules. I'm my mom's caretaker, so if I get sick, she gets sick, and she's elderly and her morbidities stack up pretty quick in that column. So we've been really careful. So,
well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad that your mom has you looking out for her, Vaco.
Well, thanks, Christy.
That's really nice. Hopefully you'll have the opportunity to do some more of those. And you were, if Homegrown had been happening, you would have been playing tonight at the main club. Or not yet. I guess
Yes, tonight.
When this airs, it will be tonight. We're recording this on Wednesday, but it'll be Thursday. I have to keep that in my head.
Why? It's so, the nicest Thursday we've ever had.
Yeah, good transparency.
So you would have. So you know, having to do this from home thing, it's all just such a new frontier. I just figure everybody's in the same boat where they're having to kind of figure things out differently. So.
Yeah, it's been really amazing how the world, the common habits of the world have changed so much. You know, everybody has a routine, and I don't know anybody's life hasn't been dramatically changed by this.
Although, since we have Mike Guello, I feel like we're on a yacht.
Yes, we are. He's the skipper of my heart.
Yeah, and Mike was kind enough to come and do the sound for you on
yes,
this. So thanks, Mike, at a nice social distance there.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had Black River Review on, and Tim actually had a tape measure to measure out how far apart people were. So I don't know if you're being that strict, but they were making sure they were safe.
I have a laser pointer rangefinder. Oh. I'm kidding.
So hopefully you'll have more opportunities to do that. But no homegrown this year, and that's a bummer. I mean, you've played a lot of those, haven't you? What are you going to miss about homegrown this year?
You know, the chance to go out and see all the bands that I would like to see. We're playing a ton on a Friday night, and I can't because we're playing. I'm working for somebody else.
I was excited for Soup Before Soup Town.
Yeah.
And then going to the main. And then I was really excited to try to get to Kickball this year because I keep chickening out after being least valuable player.
Darn it. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll get your chance for redemption at some point. How long ago was that, Jason?
No, it was a long time ago. I think I would try to come back sheepishly, but I usually just end up drinking beer by the back and pretending in line.
Well, that works too. I remember when the Kickball game first started, you know, there were just a few people playing, and then pretty soon it was like, you know, 50 people on each team. It got out of control.
And it's so fun.
And there's a keg.
No keg yet. Okay. I think that would be the breaking point. Well, especially now.
Yeah.
Because how do you socially distance at a keg party?
You can't.
No. Yeah.
Someone's got a pump.
Not
unless it's
possible.
A fancy keg party.
Yeah, that's true.
There probably are lots of fancy keg parties these days.
With waiters.
Exactly.
Waiters and like kegerators, like in the back of, you know, it's like that's a different kind of tailgate party. They have their own tail, you know,
in individually,
tree taps.
Individually wrapped, pre-wrapped sanitary snacks.
Yeah, just like on the airplane.
Served by a robot.
They're leftover from the airplane.
No!
All right, we have gone far afield here, so we'll come back. So you have a new album, as we've been talking about. So were you just have a batch of songs that were ready, and you decided it was time to record them? How did that work?
Yeah, we had a whole bunch. We have a tendency to write stuff all the time, and we'll introduce it into our shows and, you know, play it on and off for a couple of years until it, you know, it takes a while for a song to find itself. That in last winter, I put a stove in my garage. So Jason and I sat out in my garage and fleshed out the rest of these songs, wrote a whole bunch, came up with the lyrics. It was a really, really fun experience to do. So, yes.
Yes.
Great. And so how many of them had been kicking around for a while and you've been playing for a while? Were there any, and how many were fairly new ones?
What do you think, Jay?
That's a good question. Couple right at the end were brand new and...
Yeah, then
probably a mixture, I guess.
Yeah, about half and half. Summer Song, which we're going to play next, I wrote like maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
More than that.
Yeah, maybe boy, time flies when you're having fun. Probably.
But it was after we recorded the main album, that song. So that's why we did that with Corey and Jen in the basement below the cafe. But the rest was up at Rich Matson's that we had done before last Homegrown.
Yes.
So right. I forgot that you recorded up at Sparta with Rich.
Yep.
Yeah, literally right about now we'd finished. It was a really fun experience. We drove up. Rich and Jermaine are really super. Bands out there who want to record at Rich's place, it's awesome. It was a really great experience.
Yes.
They're really
the best.
Great host. He's a great engineer. They got some pets and Minnie May, which is their little dog, which is a darling. It was a really great experience.
And they have a giant kitchen, so you can cook and just like hang out and sleep there.
We were really hoping to have a good experience. That always reflects itself in the recordings too. So I think we got that.
That's great. How long did it take you to do the album?
We did the whole album, other than the one that we, Summer Song we did, we didn't record then, but all the other ones we basically did in...
2 days.
2 days.
Like the main drums, you know, Jimmy Cooper on guitar and Brian Johnson on Latin percussion and auxiliary percussion and Tyler Dubla on drums, and then Vaco and myself, five of us
that
went
up. Basically maybe 12, 14 hours of recording. So we'd put a lot of these things out earlier in the year to get everybody, to, especially with the four-piece with Tyler and Jimmy. So we played them a whole bunch over the years. We'd get them nice and tight, and they could figure out their parts and, you know, how it was going to work. And it showed. We had like 10 shows right before that, the recording, and we were really tight. It was just bam, bam, bam. Things went really well.
It was fun.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to hear more of that album.
We will get it to you.
Awesome. Well, what do you want to play for us next?
We're going to play the song I was talking about, Summer Song, which is one I came up, probably in the fall. It's a really simple song about summer. Like Jason says, Duluth doesn't have enough summer or enough winter either because he loves snow.
That's true.
That is true. So it goes like this. There you go, Christine. Hello. We lost her.
Yeah. At least we recorded it.
Uh-huh. We lost her.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
I just muted myself and forgot to unmute myself.
Hiding under the blanket, I see.
The blanket was over my microphone. I couldn't see that it was turned off. I like the little rock riffs in there, Jason.
You're kind of rock steady.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The bubbles.
And a nice time of year to release that song when we're all hoping for summer.
Thanks.
One thing we can still get out and enjoy.
Yes, you know, they say sunlight, fresh air is the best thing.
Yes.
it's at a proper distance.
Exactly. It picks up your mood at the very least.
Indeed.
Well, thank you so much. Happy homegrown in spite of everything. Jason, I'm sure I'll see you through the drive-thru one of these days again.
I hope so.
Just make sure you honk the horn.
Oh, don't.
That's not annoying at all.
Not at all.
It's just like snapping at the waitress.
Exactly. It's like Tina will
come. What are you supposed to Tina do, will come Garcon?
Tina will come right through the outtake window like a tiger.
Well, that I would like to see.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to do my outro, but then we're going to wrap up with another tune from the album. We're going to play the album version. And what can you tell me about this one? It's called Queen of the Iron Range. Tell me about that one.
This song, we generally don't do political things. This song is kind of about, all the stuff that's happening up in the Iron Range with the watersheds and the mining and all those things. So it just going to kind of hopefully give it a little perspective on that. And that's what was my motivation to write it. So,
but if you don't want to think that way, you won't even notice it.
You won't even notice it.
But that's definitely what it's about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we'll wrap up with here. Thank you so much, Jason Wusso, Veiko Lepisto. And yeah, stay safe and hope to see you out and about soon, and hope you can get that album out soon.
Happy homegrown, everybody.
Happy homegrown.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, Kirk Kirsten, and Chris Harwood, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To listen to past sessions or to see upcoming guests, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.